The following is a Relevant Radio program and is protected under U.S. copyright laws. This program is made possible through the contributions of listeners like you. Support Relevant Radio by clicking on the donate icon at www.relevantradio.com.
This is it. The Triduum begins tonight with the evening mass of the Lord's Supper. Good morning, I'm Paul Sadek. It's daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. Today is Thursday, April 6th, 2023, Holy Thursday. In the Missal, it's liturgical year A, cycle 1. Thursday is a day to pray the luminous mysteries of the Rosary. And our saint today is Pope Saint Celestine I. Born in 376 in the Campania, served as a deacon under Innocent I. He was elected pope in 422 and confiscated the property of the Novatianite churches and restored a basilica in St. Mary Trastevere after it had been damaged in Alaric's sack of Rome. Although Celestine confirmed the appointment of Nestorius to the See of Constantinople, he opposed Nestorius' teachings and supported Cyril of Alexandria in the conflict between the two patriarchs. Celestine also combated Pelagianism and semi-Pelagianism in southern Gaul and England. He is believed to have sent Palladius to evangelize Ireland in 431. Celestine died the following year in 432 and is regarded as the founder of the papal diplomatic service. Saint Celestine the First, pray for us. Let's offer this day to the Lord. Come, Holy Spirit, inflame our hearts with the longings of Christ's Sacred Heart, so that we might truly offer our persons and works in union with Him for the salvation of the world. Jesus, through the Immaculate Heart of Mary, we consecrate ourselves to Your Sacred Heart, and we offer ourselves with You to the Father in Your holy sacrifice of the Mass, with our prayer, works, sufferings, and joys of this day, in reparation for our sins, and that Your kingdom come. We especially pray for the Church throughout the world, for the Holy Father and His intentions, for the evangelization and conversion of the whole world, for our Bishop and His intentions, for our parish and for our families and their needs. Listen to us, O Lord, through Christ Your Son. Amen. And with Pope Francis, we pray for the spread of peace and nonviolence by decreasing the use of weapons by states and citizens. 10 Minutes with Jesus is a guided meditation on the gospel of the day prepared by a Catholic priest. Here's today's 10 Minutes with Jesus.
My Lord, my God, I firmly believe You're kneeling at my feet, preparing to wash me, preparing to take the place of a servant. I firmly believe that You say I'm worth it. You say I'm worth being washed. I reject how my spirit is shocked to see You, my God, washing the dust off my feet. My feet, they're such an embarrassing part. You go to the embarrassing part of my heart and my soul, of my life, the place I don't really want to show to anyone. Jesus, that's where You go. You go to that place and wash me. I say, well, not just my feet, but my hands and my head. No, You say, You've taken a bath, You don't need washing. I'm here to serve You. This is how I want to relate to You. I want to serve You. This is so hard for me to take. So stubborn have I been in my relationship with You, Jesus. I remember back to the first time I was convinced that You're my God on that boat. I'd been working so hard, and You said, one more time, go one more time. I'd loved hearing what You said to the crowd as I was listening, washing my nets, and so it was worth it. It was worth it just to show that I was right, and I caught all those fish. When I doubted the most, when I was the most tired, when I was the most discouraged, Your voice set me free, and I knelt. Depart from me, Lord, for I am a sinful man. And those words show the pride and the stubbornness that I have right now as I say, no, you will never wash my feet. God, I find it so hard to reveal the place in my heart where I feel not enough. It's very easy to give you my gifts. It's very easy to say, yeah, I'll do the thing that I find easy. Yeah, I'll be the impressive one. Yeah, I'll be the one to serve. I'll do the washing for you, Jesus. Give me the bucket. I'll do it. And you say, let me wash your feet. Let me serve you. That place in my heart that I've kept hidden from everyone, where I just feel so small, so afraid, so childlike. This isn't the persona that I've been wearing, where I've convinced everyone I'm the leader. You chose me as the leader. Jesus, you chose me as the leader. This isn't what the leader does. The leader is the one to impress everyone else. No, you say, the leader is the one to be served by me, Jesus, so that you will then go and do the same to others. Leadership didn't look like this in my head. When you said, you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, I didn't think it meant getting down low, going to the lowest place. I thought that was for somebody else. I certainly didn't think it was you, Jesus. I'm so embarrassed by what you might find when you wash my feet. I'm so embarrassed what you might find when I actually open my heart to you in prayer. And sometimes that means I don't pray, Jesus. Sometimes that means I might fill my time of prayer with reading something, reading a book, or doing something that feels productive, and actually I'm terrified that you might go to my embarrassing place and wash me there. The place I compare myself with others so often in my life, where I say, if only I were like so-and-so, if only I could pray like so-and-so, if only I were funny like so-and-so, I could do, this would be so much easier. If only I didn't struggle with my anger or with gossiping, or if only I wasn't so selfish, so-and-so doesn't seem to have any problems at all. They must find it really easy to follow you, Jesus. Wow, how often have we lied to ourselves in that way? Jesus, I, Peter, am lying to myself again right now as you wash my feet. No, you'll never go there. The others, yeah, okay. If it's okay for them, but I won't let you help me. And you say, you must let me wash your feet, because otherwise you have no part in me. And I let you. I let you wash me. I feel the water going over my foot. I sense how close you need to get to me in order to dry my foot with the towel around your waist. I feel the love with which you hold my foot, with which you hold my shameful place, my shameful memories, my shameful characteristics. I feel how tenderly you hold them. And I love you. Jesus, I love you in a way I wouldn't have known if I didn't let you serve me. I love you. I love that you're the only person I know who finds out that thing about me and loves me, who remembers that memory of mine and loves me, who sees what a mess I make of each and every day, sometimes it feels, and you love me. I love you. I look at my foot. It's so clean. Just a few moments ago, it was caked in the dust of the road. It had been some time since I had prepared my foot. I didn't know you were going to wash today, so I didn't prepare it, Jesus. Had I known this, I would have done my best to clean off all the dust, and you wouldn't have had any job to do. Sometimes when you surprise me, it's the most refreshing. Jesus, I invite you to surprise me in the place in my heart that I don't show to anyone. I sense your water of life washing me there. I sense your closeness as you hold it tenderly and dry it. I look, and it's so clean. It's so touched by you. Such that now, later tonight, somebody will say to me, I recognize you by your accent. I recognize you. You must have been with Jesus. I know your accent. Now there's proof, Jesus. The time I've spent with you has changed me. You've washed me. I'm different. I love you. I give you thanks, my God, for loving me, for washing me, for healing me, for taking me closer to yourself. May I never lose sight of this grace.
You'll find more of 10 Minutes with Jesus at relevantradio.com and on the Relevant Radio app. It's now 14 minutes past the hour. We'll begin the liturgical day in just a few minutes on Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. It's Holy Thursday, April 6th, 2023. I'm Paul Sadek. This is Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. We begin this day of prayer with the whole church. We're led by our friends at divineoffice.org in the invitatory psalm and the office of readings.
Lord, open my lips, and my mouth will proclaim your praise.
Come, let us worship Christ the Lord, who for our sake endured temptation and suffering.
O God, be gracious and bless us, and let your face shed its light upon us. So will your ways be known upon the earth, and all nations learn your saving help.
Come, let us worship Christ the Lord, who for our sake endured temptation and suffering.
Let the peoples praise you, O God. Let all the peoples praise you.
Come, let us worship Christ the Lord, who for our sake endured temptation and suffering.
Let the nations be glad and exult, for you rule the world with justice. With fairness you rule the peoples. You guide the nations on earth.
Come, let us worship Christ the Lord, who for our sake endured temptation and suffering.
Let the peoples praise you, O God. Let all the peoples praise you.
Come, let us worship Christ the Lord, who for our sake endured temptation and suffering.
The earth has yielded its fruit, for God, our God, has blessed us. May God still give us his blessing, till the ends of the earth revere him.
Come, let us worship Christ the Lord, who for our sake endured temptation and suffering.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Come, let us worship Christ the Lord, who for our sake endured temptation and suffering.
A new commandment I give you, love one another.
I have not for your precepts, find my delight in your commandments, because I love them.
A new commandment I give you, love one another as I have loved you.
Oh, how I love your law! It is my meditation all day long.
How sweet are your words to my taste, sweeter than honey to my mouth.
Savior, we will praise you forever.
Lord, you are our Savior. We will praise you forever.
We heard with our own ears, O God. Our fathers have told us the story of the things you did in their days, you, yourself, in days long ago.
To plant them, you uprooted the nations. To let them spread, you laid peoples low. No sword of their own won the land, no arm of their own brought them victory. It was your right hand, your arm, and the light of your face, for you loved them.
It is you, my King, my God, who granted victories to Jacob. Through you, we beat down our foes. In your name we trampled our aggressors.
For it was not in my bow that I trusted, nor yet was I saved by my sword. It was you who saved us from our foes. It was you who put our foes to shame. All day long our boast was in God, and we praised your name without ceasing.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Lord, you are our Savior. We will praise you forever.
Spare us, O Lord. Do not bring your own people into contempt.
Spare us, O Lord. Do not bring your own people into contempt.
Yet now you have rejected us, disgraced us. You no longer go forth with our armies. You make us retreat from the foe, and our enemies plunder us at will.
You make us like sheep for the slaughter, and scatter us among the nations. You sell your own people for nothing, and make no profit by the sale.
You make us the taunt of our neighbors, the laughingstock of all who are near. Among the nations, you make us a byword, among the peoples a thing of derision.
All day long my disgrace is before me. My face is covered with shame at the voice of the taunter, the scoffer, at the sight of the foe and avenger.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Spare us, O Lord. Do not bring your own people into contempt.
Rise up, O Lord, and save us, for you are merciful.
Rise up, O Lord, and save us, for you are merciful.
This befell us, that we had not forgotten you. though we had not been false to your covenant, though we had not withdrawn our hearts, though our feet had not strayed from your path. Yet you have crushed us in a place of sorrows and covered us with the shadow of death.
Had we forgotten the name of our God or stretched out our hands to another God? Would not God have found this out, he who knows the secrets of the heart? It is for you we face death all day long and are counted as sheep for the slaughter.
Awake, O Lord. Why do you sleep? Arise, do not reject us forever. Why do you hide your face and forget our oppression and misery?
For we are brought down low to the dust. Our body lies prostrate on the earth. Stand up and come to our help. Redeem us because of your love.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Lord, rise up and come to our aid. With your strong arm, lead us to freedom, as you mightily delivered our forefathers. Since you are the King who knows the secrets of our hearts, fill them with the light of truth.
Rise up, O Lord, and save us, for you are merciful.
When I am lifted up from the earth,
I will draw all men to myself.
Since we have a great high priest who has passed through the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast to our profession of faith. For we do not have a high priest who is unable to sympathize with us in our weakness, but one who is tempted in every way that we are, yet never sinned. So let us confidently approach the throne of grace to receive mercy and favor and to find help in time of need. Every high priest is taken from among men and made their representative before God to offer gifts and sacrifices for sins. He is able to deal patiently with erring sinners, for he himself is beset by weakness and so must make sin offerings for himself as well as for the people. One does not take this honor on as his own initiative, but only when called by God, as Aaron was. Even Christ did not glorify himself with the office of high priest. He received it from the one who said to him, "You are my son. Today I have begotten you." Just as he says in another place, "You are a priest forever, according to the order of Melchizedek." In the days when he was in the flesh, he offered prayers and supplications with loud cries and tears to God, who was able to save him from death, and he was heard because of his reverence. Son though he was, he learned obedience from what he suffered, and when perfected, he became the source of eternal salvation for all who obey him. Designated by God as high priest, according to the order of Melchizedek. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Though he was the Son of God, Christ learned obedience through what he suffered.
And now, for all who obey him, he has become the source of eternal life.
In the days of his earthly life, he prayed, crying aloud, and he submitted so humbly that his prayer was heard.
And now, for all who obey him, he has become the source of eternal life.
the second reading from an Easter homily by St. Melito of Sardis, Bishop. There was much proclaimed by the prophets about the mystery of the Passover. That mystery is Christ, and to him be glory forever and ever. Amen. For the sake of suffering humanity, he came down from heaven to earth, clothed himself and that humanity in the Virgin's womb, and was born a man. Having then a body capable of suffering, he took the pain of fallen man upon himself. He triumphed over the diseases of soul and body that were its cause, and by his spirit, which was incapable of dying, he dealt man's destroyer, death, a fatal blow. He was led forth like a lamb. He was slaughtered like a sheep. He ransomed us from our servitude to the world, as he had ransomed Israel from the land of Egypt. He freed us from our slavery to the devil, as he had freed Israel from the hand of Pharaoh. He sealed our souls with his own spirit, and the members of our body with his own blood. He is the one who covered death with shame and cast the devil into mourning as Moses cast Pharaoh into the mourning. He is the one who smote sin and robbed iniquity of offspring as Moses robbed the Egyptians of their offspring. He is the one who brought us out of slavery into freedom, out of darkness into light, out of death into life, out of tyranny into an eternal kingdom, who made us a new priesthood, a people chosen to be his own forever. He is the Passover that is our salvation. It is he who endured every kind of suffering in all those who foreshadowed him. In Abel he was slain, in Isaac bound, in Jacob exiled, in Joseph sold, in Moses exposed to die. He was sacrificed in the Passover lamb, persecuted in David, dishonored in the prophets. It is he who was made man of the Virgin, he who was hung on the tree. It was he who was buried in the earth, raised from the dead, and taken up to the heights of heaven. He is the mute lamb, the slain lamb, the lamb born of Mary, the fair ewe. He was seized from the flock, dragged off to be slaughtered, sacrificed in the evening, and buried at night. On the tree, no bone of his was broken. In the earth, his body knew no decay. He is the one who rose from the dead and who raised man from the depths of the tomb. Everyone has sinned and is deprived of God's glory. We are justified through the free gift of his grace and through the redemption of Christ Jesus.
God made Christ's sacrificial death the means of expiating the sins of all believers.
This is the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world.
God made Christ's sacrificial death the means of expiating the sins of all believers.
Let us pray. O God, who anointed your only begotten Son with the Holy Spirit and made him Christ and Lord, graciously grant that being made sharers in his consecration, we may bear witness to your redemption in the world. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen.
25 minutes before the hour, we'll check out today's gospel in just a few minutes, as well as In Conversation with God and Morning Prayer on Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. It's Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app for Holy Thursday. I'm Paul Sadek. In today's Gospel from Truth and Life, the dramatized audio Bible, we witness the washing of the feet from the 13th chapter of the Gospel of John.
Now, before the feast of the Passover, when Jesus knew that his hour had come to depart out of this world to the Father, having loved his own who were in the world, he loved them to the end. During supper, when the devil had already put it into the heart of Judas Iscariot, Simon's son, to betray him, Jesus, knowing that the Father had given all things into his hands, and that he had come from God and was going to God, rose from supper, laid aside his garments, and girded himself with a towel. Then he poured water into a basin and began to wash the disciples' feet and to wipe them with the towel with which he was girded. He came to Simon Peter, and Peter said to him,
Lord, do you wash my feet?
What I am doing, you do not know now, but afterward, you will understand.
You shall never wash my feet.
If I do not wash you, you have no part in me.
Lord, not my feet only, but also my hands and my head.
He who has bathed does not need to wash, except for his feet, but he is clean all over. And you are clean, but not every one of you.
For Jesus knew who was to betray him. That was why he said, You are not all clean. When he had washed their feet and taken his garments and resumed his place, he said to them,
Do you know what I have done to you? You call me teacher and Lord, and you are right, for so I am. If I then, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you also ought to wash one another's feet. For I have given you an example that you also should do as I have done to you.
This selection from Truth and Life, the dramatized audio Bible, courtesy of Falcon Picture Group. Daily and Sunday Mass readings are right there on the Relevant Radio app. Now, isn't it interesting what one thing Jesus named as the characteristic which would identify his followers? Today's reading from In Conversation with God by Father Francisco Fernandez Carvajal is from Volume 2, Lent and Eastertide. By this, all men will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another. Jesus tells the apostles of his imminent departure. He is going to prepare a place for them in heaven. Meanwhile, they will be united to him in faith and through prayer. It is then that he announces the new commandment, which has already been proclaimed on every page of the gospel. This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. Since then, we have learned that charity is the way to follow God most closely and the quickest way to find him. The soul understands God better when it lives charity with greater refinement, for God is love, and it is ennobled more and more in the measure in which it grows in this theological virtue. The way we treat those around us is the feature by which we will be known as his disciples. Our degree of union with him will be seen in our understanding for others and in the way we are of service to them. For recognition as his followers, he does not speak of their reaction to his being raised from the dead or any other obvious proof, but of this one, that you love one another. Many ask themselves if they're in love with Christ and go searching for signs to be able to discover and prove that they love him. The sign that never deceives is fraternal charity. It is also the measure of the condition of our interior life, especially our life of prayer. A new commandment I give you. It is a new commandment because the reasons for it are new. The neighbor is one with Christ. The neighbor is the object of the special love of the Father. It is new because the model is always current, and because it establishes a new relationship with man. And it is new, too, because the degree of its fulfillment is new. As I have loved you. Because it is directed to new peoples, because it needs new hearts, because it lays the foundations of a new order, one which has been unknown heretofore. It is new because it will always result in a freshness of approach between men, accustomed as they are to their egoism and routine. This Holy Thursday, we can ask ourselves, as we come to the end of this period of prayer, if those people around us where we spend the greater part of our lives know that we are disciples of Christ by the amiable understanding and welcoming approach we have in dealing with them. If we try never to lack charity in thought, word, or deed, if we know to make things up with them when we have treated others badly, if we show those around us many signs of affection, such as warmth, appreciation, words of encouragement, fraternal correction when necessary, the habitual smile and good humor, details of service, and a little help of the sort that goes unnoticed. This love is not something reserved for important matters, but must be exercised above all in the ordinary circumstances of daily life. With the passion of our Lord so close, let us recall both Mary's dedication to the accomplishment of God's will and her service to others. So great is Mary's love for all mankind that she too fulfilled Christ's words when he affirmed, "Greater love has no man than this, that he should lay down his life for his friends." In Conversation with God by Francis Fernandez is published by Scepter Publishers. It's available at your local Catholic bookstore. 15 minutes before the hour, and we join the whole church in prayer now as we're led by our friends at DivineOffice.org in morning prayer.
God, come to my assistance.
Lord, make haste to help me.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Look, O Lord, and see my suffering. Come quickly to my aid.
Look, O Lord, and see my suffering. Come quickly to my aid.
O Shepherd of Israel, hear us. You who led Joseph's flock, shine forth from your cherubim throne upon Ephraim, Benjamin, Manasseh. O Lord, rouse up your might. O Lord, come to our help. God of hosts, bring us back. Let your face shine on us and we shall be saved. Lord God of hosts, how long? How long will you frown on your people's plea? You have fed them with tears for their bread, an abundance of tears for their drink. You have made us the taunt of our neighbors. Our enemies laugh us to scorn. God of hosts, bring us back. Let your face shine on us and we shall be saved. You brought a vine out of Egypt. To plant it, you drove out the nations. Before it, you cleared the ground. It took root and spread through the land. The mountains were covered with its shadow, the cedars of God with its boughs. It stretched out its branches to the sea, to the great river. It stretched out its shoots. Then why have you broken down its walls? It is plucked by all who pass by. It is ravaged by the boar of the forest, devoured by the beasts of the field. God of hosts, turn again, we implore. Look down from heaven and see. Visit this vine and protect it, the vine your right hand has planted. Men have burnt it with fire and destroyed it. May they perish at the frown of your face. May your hand be on the man you have chosen, the man you have given your strength. And we shall never forsake you again. Give us life, that we may call upon your name. God of hosts, bring us back. Let your face shine on us, and we shall be saved. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit,
as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever.
Amen.
Let us pray. Lord God, eternal Shepherd, you so tend the vineyard you planted that now it extends its branches even to the farthest coast. Look down on your church and come to us. Help us remain in your Son as branches on the vine, that planted firmly in your love, we may testify before the whole world to your great power working everywhere.
Look, O Lord, and see my suffering. Come quickly to my aid.
God is my Savior. I trust in him and shall not fear.
God is my Savior. I trust in him and shall not fear.
I give you thanks, O Lord, though you have been angry with me. Your anger has abated, and you have consoled me.
God indeed is my Savior. I am confident and unafraid. My strength and my courage is the Lord, and he has been my Savior.
With joy you will draw water at the fountain of salvation and say on that day, give thanks to the Lord, acclaim his name. Among the nations make known his deeds. Proclaim how exalted is his name.
Sing praise to the Lord for his glorious achievement. Let this be known throughout all the earth.
Shout with exultation, O city of Zion, for great in your midst is the Holy One of Israel.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit,
as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever.
Amen.
God is my Savior. I trust in him and shall not fear.
The Lord has fed us with the finest wheat. He has filled us with honey from the rock.
The Lord has fed us with the finest wheat. He has filled us with honey from the rock.
Ring out your joy to God our strength. Shout in triumph to the God of Jacob.
Raise a song and sound the timbrel, the sweet-sounding harp and the lute. Blow the trumpet at the new moon, when the moon is full on our feast.
For this is Israel's law, a command of the God of Jacob. He imposed it as a rule on Joseph when he went out against the land of Egypt.
A voice I did not know said to me, I freed your shoulder from the burden. Your hands were freed from the load. You called in distress, and I saved you.
I answered concealed in the storm cloud. At the waters of Meribah I tested you. Listen, my people, to my warning. O Israel, if only you would heed.
Let there be no foreign god among you, no worship of an alien god. I am the Lord, your God, who brought you from the land of Egypt. Open wide your mouth, and I will fill it.
But my people did not heed my voice, and Israel would not obey. So I left them in their stubbornness of heart to follow their own designs.
Oh, that my people would heed me, that Israel would walk in my ways. At once I would subdue their foes, turn my hand against their enemies.
The Lord's enemies would cringe at their feet, and their subjection would last forever. But Israel I would feed with finest wheat and fill them with honey from the rock.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Let us pray. Lord God, open our mouths to proclaim your glory. Help us leave sin behind, and to rejoice in professing your name.
The Lord has fed us with the finest wheat. He has filled us with honey from the rock.
A reading from Paul's letter to the Hebrews. We see Jesus crowned with glory and honor because he suffered death, that through God's gracious will, he might taste death for the sake of all men. Indeed, it was fitting that when bringing many sons to glory, God, for whom and through whom all things exist, should make their leader in the work of salvation perfect through suffering. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
By your own blood, Lord, you brought us back to God.
By your own blood, Lord, you brought us back to God.
From every tribe and tongue and people and nation,
you brought us back to God.
Glory to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit.
By your own blood, Lord, you brought us back to God.
I have longed to eat this meal with you before I suffer.
Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel. He has come to his people and set them free.
He has raised up for us a mighty Savior, born of the house of his servant David.
Through his holy prophets, he promised of old that he would save us from our enemies, from the hands of all who hate us.
He promised to show mercy to our fathers and to remember his holy covenant.
This was the oath he swore to our father Abraham, to set us free from the hands of our enemies, free to worship him without fear, holy and righteous in his sight all the days of our life.
You, my child, shall be called the prophet of the Most High, for you will go before the Lord to prepare his way, to give his people knowledge of salvation by the forgiveness of their sins.
In the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from on high shall break upon us to shine on those who dwell in darkness and the shadow of death, and to guide our feet into the way of peace.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
I have longed to eat this meal with you before I suffer.
Let us pray. The Father anointed Christ with the Holy Spirit to proclaim forgiveness to those in bondage. Let us humbly call upon the eternal priest, Lord, have mercy on us.
Lord, have mercy on us.
You went up to Jerusalem to suffer and so enter into your glory.
Bring your church to the Passover feast of heaven.
Lord, have mercy on us.
You were lifted high on the cross and pierced by the soldier's lance.
Heal our wounds.
Lord, have mercy on us.
You made the cross the tree of life.
Give its fruit to those reborn in baptism.
Lord, have mercy on us.
On the cross, you forgave the repentant thief.
Forgive us our sins.
Lord, have mercy on us.
We pattern our prayer on the prayer of Christ our Lord and say,
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us.
And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
O God, who anointed your only begotten Son with the Holy Spirit and made him Christ and Lord, graciously grant that being made sharers in his consecration, we may bear witness to your redemption in the world. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen.
May the Lord bless us, protect us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.
The holiest part of the entire church year, the Triduum, begins tonight with the evening mass of the Lord's Supper. If you can, try to attend. Morning Air is coming up next with John and Glenn. I'm Paul Sadek. I'll see you tomorrow morning, 4 a.m. Central, or on the Relevant Radio app. Go out, make this a great day, and live in the light of the Lord.
Audio from the Liturgy of the Hours, courtesy of DivineOffice.org. Readings from In Conversation with God, courtesy of Scepter Publishers. Selections from Truth and Life, the dramatized audio Bible, courtesy of Falcon Picture Group. 10 minutes with Jesus is used with permission. Daybreak is available on RelevantRadio.com and on the Relevant Radio app. Daybreak is a production of Relevant Radio.